Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. The tool for this week is forgive. Now, I mention forgiveness frequently here on Life Toolbox, and in fact, in most of my other work as well, forgiveness is one of the main topics. However, today I want to dedicate the entire show to forgiveness and talk to you about why it is so vitally important to practice forgiveness. Let's talk first about some of the misconceptions our egos have created around forgiveness. We tend to get caught in the illusion that forgiveness is about offering the other person permission to heal, as if we are no longer matter upset. Some of us believe that the act of forgiving is only a means of allowing the other person to heal. We tend to think of it as letting the other person off the hook. We often struggle with the old saying, forgive and forget, and prevent ourselves from actually finding authentic forgiveness. We never truly forgive because we believe we have not gotten to that point where we can forget the hurtful situation or that action. When we continue holding on to this belief, what little forgiveness we do practice is usually only on that surface level and never truly reaches our heart. Forgiveness is so much more than any of that. And the truth is that healing the other person is a very minor part of forgiveness. First of all, if the relationship with the other person is strong and important enough, it will survive even if forgiveness is slow in coming. Secondly, we can never heal the other person. They must choose to heal themselves. Forgiveness, folks, is an inside job. It is something we do with our own being. We may outwardly share our authentic forgiveness with the other parties involved. We may keep it within ourselves. Either way, what happens is our outward expressions and perceptions shift and become more positive, and the others involved in the situation will feel that difference. Now, here's where forgiveness becomes a tool for healing. The incredible act of forgiveness, whether it is kept internal or shared as an outward expression, it is vital to anyone who wants to release the past and move forward into a life they desire. The truth is that holding on to anger, sadness, pain, or any of the other negative emotions due to the perceived act against us blocks us from truth and growth. It blocks us from forward movement. Now, let me be clear here. I'm not suggesting you remain in a hurtful or harmful situation. If you are in danger, whether it be physically or emotionally, remove yourself from that situation and keep safe. Even in those hurtful situations, though, you can keep yourself safe and still practice forgiveness. Forgiveness is a must if we want to step out of the victimhood and take full responsibility and control of our lives. Forgiveness is needed in order to release blame and excuses in our lives and empower ourselves to live authentically and wholly. When we forgive, we clear the obstacles that have been holding us back, and we heal. We can again be open to whatever's coming our way and still remain peaceful and loving. And folks, here's the coolest thing. When we forgive, we can trust again. We'll talk more about that later. Forgiveness removes the walls that we've built around us under the illusion of keeping ourselves safe. Forgiveness clears our vision so we can see the truth of the situation and or person and ourselves. Forgiveness is the gift we give ourselves, and this gift allows us to see with new eyes. Forgiveness clears and opens our heart, the very part of us that allows whole and free living. We've been taught that forgiveness is about others. Well, to a very small extent it is, and folks, I'm talking about a very, very tiny part of forgiveness is about others. The biggest majority of forgiveness is about healing ourselves, tearing down walls, and opening to truth and love. When we work on self-forgiveness first, we allow ourselves to create a space within where complete and authentic forgiveness can happen. At this point, forgiveness for other people, things, situations becomes possible. We can heal anything else that causes anger, fear, sadness, or any other negative feelings from this emotional space. When we get caught up in feeling that forgiveness is only for the other person who, in our perception, deserves it, we cast blame. We give responsibility to the other person. We give up our own power, and we become a victim. We have learned to believe that when a perceived wrong has been done by someone else or a situation outside of us, we have no control, and we must hold blame over that other person or situation in order to maintain what little power we feel we may have. What is important to know is that in every situation we have ever lived, every action taken that we perceive as being against us, every harsh word we have heard sent our way, the feelings around all of that were created by us. Our perceptions and definitions of the situations or words were all internally created. With every one of those actions, we create those internal feelings that gnaw at us and turn from hurt to anger to sadness to depression. We choose to allow those feelings to dwell within us when we choose not to forgive. We create feelings of negativity within ourselves. They do not come from the outside. Now, I want to be clear here. This does not mean that things do not happen outside of us. This does not mean that you are supposed to like every situation you find yourself in. It does not mean that other people don't say harsh things. It doesn't mean that other people don't do harmful things. It simply means that we allow our perceptions and interpretations of those things to cause our anger, our pain, our sadness. By allowing those feelings to grow and remain within, we are surrendering our power over to the person or the situation. We are volunteering to be a victim. Okay, so let's do just a little check-in here. Do you hold any anger towards yourself, someone else, or a situation? Do you resent someone else, a situation, or even yourself? Are you saddened by an action you took? Or are you saddened by the way you handled something or the way something took place around you? And the key question here, are you withholding love or kindness from yourself or someone else? If you answered yes to any of these, you are damaging you, not them. It is not the person or situation that hold power over you. It is the feelings created within that holds the power. These negative feelings only serve to block the flow of life and love. Holding on to anger, pain, and sadness invites all those negative feelings into other areas of our lives as well. We will develop anger at people who have a similar look or behavior to the person who we were originally mad at. We'll find ourselves feeling sad in situations that may seem similar to the original situation. We will find ourselves hurting for unexplained reasons in times where we feel a similarity to the original cause of pain. Allowing the feelings to stay in place without the healing action of forgiveness simply opens us to more of the same. We essentially invite more anger, pain, sadness into our lives. This is that law of attraction thing that we talk about so often here. What we focus on is what we attract. As we attract more anger, pain, and sadness in, we find it difficult, if not impossible, to trust ourselves or others in nearly every aspect of our lives. Where we once could easily and effortlessly trust, we find that we begin having doubts. And anger seeps in, sadness seeps in, worry seeps in. I speak from experience here. You know, I've talked about this on the show before. When my son died, I carried anger everywhere I went for a couple of years. The anger turned into trust issues with some of my closest friends and family. My whole lifestyle changed, and I found myself alone even when I was in a room of thousands of people. I was angry about things that gave me no reason to be angry, and I was sad most of the time. Forgiveness moved back in, and with that came the flow of life, and everything changed. To put it simply, forgiveness brought the clarity, truth, and flow of love and life back into my life. There are more and more reports coming out each week that prove a direct relationship between negative feelings and disease. Some studies are beginning to prove anger as having something to do with the onset of cancer. One of my favorite authors, Greg Braden, talks of the effects of our emotions on our very own DNA. when we're in a negative place, it causes our DNA to contract very, very tightly. When we're in a loving or a happy place, our DNA expands to the point that it appears new DNA is going to be created. Many studies are now showing that when we hold on to negative emotions, they become trapped somewhere within our bodies. These studies are now proving that these trapped emotions are the beginning of many diseases, again, including cancer. When we hold these negative feelings within, we are damaging ourselves. You know, I love the quote by the Buddha that says, holding anger is like holding onto a hot coal and expecting the other person to get burned. Holding onto the negative feelings and withholding love and forgiveness absolutely does not work. It only serves to create damage that will someday have to be dealt with, emotionally or physically or both. I was participating in a workshop many years ago, and they had us go through a visualization to demonstrate what we do to ourselves when we hang on to the anger. And I want to ask you to participate in this with me now. Of course, if you're driving along while you're listening, please do not close your eyes during this. Just listen and kind of think your way through it. So for everyone else, get comfortable and allow your eyes to just gently close. Begin a gentle rhythmic breathing pattern. Now imagine a prison cell. It's got a big, heavy gate with iron bars. And within this cell are all the people who have ever hurt you, all of the situations that caused you pain, all of your resentments, all of your negative feelings. So take a moment, see all of the things that got in the way of your progress or success. See them behind these cold steel bars of the cell door. Now really see them. See the people that hurt you, the situations. See the anger, the pain, the darkness. Really get a clear picture of all that caused you anger or pain behind the cell door. As you peer through the door, I want you to begin to notice all those things that happened to you in the distance or even the recent past. See them all and understand they do not exist now anywhere except in your mind. Sure, the people that caused you pain, they may still be running around out there somewhere, but the pain itself exists in your mind. Those situations have run their course. They no longer are active in your life. Those people, they too have moved on. Notice as you look through those cell doors that they have gone on living their life. If the hurt you feel is from their death, I want you to notice that they too have moved on to the next dimension. They live somewhere else now. As you see all these things moving on and living their lives, realize it is you who is in the prison. You have been standing guard to make sure that none of these people or situations or things received a chance to get by with it. But they do live on, and you are still standing guard. You are still imprisoned. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself, allowing you to be free. What you say or do as an act of forgiveness may help the other person in some way, but that is not what this is all about. Allow yourself to be free. Release the need to hold that anger. Let it go. Heal. Release the need to keep the hurt. Yep, as hard as it is to accept, we do hold on to anger and pain and sadness because at some point it does become comfortable. Let it go. It's not serving you. So if you're ready, open that cell door. Free you. It is your choice. Now, if you closed your eyes, you can open them now. Revisit this visualization every time you feel anger or pain or hurt coming on. Remember the old saying, forgive and forget. Don't wait for that. I can tell you there are many things in life, in my life, that I once held in anger that I've now forgiven, and not too many of those things have been forgotten. The difference between now and then is that I can now think about these people and situations without getting angry. Some of them, I told them that I forgave them. Others, I never said a word, and I am just as free both ways. Forgiveness, like all that pain and everything that you manifested from the actions or words, forgiveness is within you. Sure, if you want to clear the air and rebuild a relationship with someone who you felt hurt you or wronged you in some way, have a conversation about forgiveness. forgive them from your heart. When you do, just release all expectations of what you're going to receive back. Forgiveness is about you. What you receive on the inside by forgiving is above and beyond any gift that person could ever give you back. It's above and beyond any response that person could give you back. It is renewed connection with the part of your heart that has been on lockdown for so long. Where you have been withholding love now comes alive again. When I say not to expect anything from the other person, well, folks, I just cannot express this enough. Excuse me. When you get to the point where you are ready to forgive, you must forgive yourself first. Forgive you for your part in the situation. Forgive you for the feelings you allowed to take hold within you, and feel the freedom and the love flowing again before you reach out to the other person. This other person may not yet have awakened to the truth of love and happiness and peace that are available in all situations. They may still hold on to that illusion that caused the original actions or words that caused you to take on anger and hurt and sadness. If you are ready to forgive, allow your forgiveness of them to be a release of all your need to hold the feelings you once had. Allow the forgiveness to be a release of the illusion you held that they had power over you. This is not to take away from that other person. It is to lift you to your rightful spot of deserving goodness in your life. You know, I will never tell you to forget and forgive. To forgive and forget. I knew that didn't sound right. Because to hold on to that rule means we will never forgive. No matter what the situation, no matter how fully you forgive, no matter how much you allow love and peace and happiness back into your life, there will be traces of these people, situations, and things left behind. Forgetting is nearly impossible. This does not mean that those traces are sitting back there in the shadows waiting to jump up and send you into a dark space again. When you forgive, the traces that remain can serve you. These traces can be turned into something extremely powerful for you. You might combine the traces of one person's actions and your new perception and create a new self-confidence that allows you to hold on to your truth when faced with similar situations. You may combine the traces left behind by a certain situation and then the love that you now insert into that situation, and you might be reminded of your complete value in this life. You can turn anything into an empowering reminder for positive living. And I read a great story some time ago that I think works well here. It's about a young boy with a bad temper. Now, you can replace bad temper here with all of the things we've been talking about. You can replace withholding love, being angry, blaming, pain, sadness, all those things that we do when we're avoiding forgiving. The boy's father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the back fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. Over the next few weeks, he learned how to recognize his anger, and as a result, he learned how to control his temper. The number of nails each day began gradually dwindling down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper, to change his perception, than it was to drive those nails in the fence. Finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all, so he very happily ran and told his father about it. And his father suggested that the boy now, each day that he went without losing his temper, he'd go out there and pull one of the nails out. The days passed and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all of the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. He said, "You've done well, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same." He says, "When you say things in anger, they leave a scar just like these. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out. It won't matter how many times you say, 'I'm sorry,' the wound is still there." The little boy then understood how powerful his words were. He looked up his father and said, "I hope you can forgive me for the holes that I put in you." And of course the father said, "Of course I can." Each time we withhold love, hang on to anger, or lose our temper, we do cause damage. Mostly though, the damage that we cause is to ourselves. Those holes do remain. However, I do believe in new beginnings and healing. When we forgive, we are creating a place where we can begin again. We can choose to see the scars from the past filled with love and happiness. So how exactly do we find forgiveness? Well, one way is to ask yourself, how important is this feeling of anger really? How important will it be in the overall grand scheme of my life to hold on to this pain? How long do I need to be angry? What do I gain by continuing to withhold love? I want you to ask yourself these questions about each area of your life you have not forgiven, and then get silent and just listen for the answer. Meditate on love and peace in these areas of your life and release the negatives. So I want to repeat these questions again. If you have a pen and paper, please write them down. If not, listen to this broadcast again, because these questions are very, very important. Any place that you feel angry or hurt, any place that there needs to be forgiveness and you're reluctant to do so, ask yourself these questions. First one, how important is this feeling of anger? Second one, how important will it be in the overall grand scheme of my life to hold on to this pain? Next, how long do I need to be angry? Last, what do I gain by continuing to withhold love? And I said that was the last one. There may be one other one here. That other one might be, how much will love and peace grow within me when I release this? Give love instead of holding on to anger. Release resentment and release the negativity. The statement, what we resist persists, holds true here. Anger, pain, sadness, they only increase as time goes on. Release them. When you release them, you are filled with love and joy and peace. Which do you choose? To forgive or to hold on to the pain is truly your choice. Forgiveness, folks, is the healing remedy for everything in our lives. We talk a lot about forgiving ourselves here, and there are many times that it is almost impossible to see that we had a part in an action, especially if you're dealing with abusive situations. What I'm asking you to forgive first is to forgive those feelings that have developed within you. Forgive yourself for allowing those feelings to develop. If you have stayed in an abusive situation after the first abuse, there is going to be some guilt there for staying in the situation. Forgive yourself for that. Whatever we have done, we have had some part in it. Whatever someone else has done, we have had some part in it. Identify what that is. Don't go into judgment. Do not go into self-abuse. Just tune in to what that is, to what your part in that is, and forgive that. When we find forgiveness for ourselves, we can then find a way to forgive the others, to forgive the situation, to forgive whatever needs to be forgiven. Choose to forgive. It truly is your choice. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox group on Facebook. I want you to ask questions there. My intent with this was to create a platform where people can come together and they can share love, they can share peace, they can talk about the tools that we speak here on the show, they can ask questions about how to get through different situations. I truly believe that this is going to be a platform that we can use to elevate love and peace, not only in our own lives, but throughout the world. I want you to use this group to empower your own journey in life. Excuse me, and in doing that, you may very well shine a light on how others around you can empower their own journey. Those of you who listen to the show here, the trick is that we're learning, we're growing, we're learning these tools that we can use in life. The people that we talk to haven't learned them yet in most cases, so we can't expect them to know it all. So part of using these tools is to use them with love for ourselves first, and let the light that shines from us reflect brightly enough that others want to know more. I also want to tell you about my newsletter. I'll be launching it on May 15th, 2018. This is a brand new newsletter. It's called Changing Currents. It's named after my first team development company. I'm planning on this being a monthly publication for now. However, I'm ready and willing to make it a bi-monthly or even a weekly if it becomes appropriate to do so. In this newsletter, you will receive an article focusing on self-empowerment and growth. You're going to get some information about some of my work, some upcoming events, so on and so forth. I'm going to have sign-up buttons on my Facebook pages soon if you're interested in that. If you would like to receive this newsletter and want to go ahead and get signed up now, send me your name and email address through my website, social media pages, or email me at kenny@kennybrixey.com. And that's kenny@kennybrixey.com. And speaking of my website, please visit the site at www.kennybrixey.com to find out more about my books and personal growth workshops, all of my work, emotional release work, energy healing services, all that good stuff. There's a lot of stuff there. Also, check out the other shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that speaks to your heart. Be sure to share Life's Toolbox and other shows with your friends and family. When you do, you are sharing positivity throughout the world. As always, my deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating Empower Radio, and thanks to Mark, my producer. He's one of the great resources here at Empower. Until next week and beyond, forgive, heal, and extend love into all your life. Love and peace.